The time has come once again for a Google autocomplete how do you cook post. Now what is that, you ask? Well, very simply, I went to the Google homepage and typed how do you cook into the search bar. Google suggested 10 options to finish my search query, and I picked 5 of those to answer today. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, and today I am answering Google autocomplete how do you cook questions. Let's get into it. So, question 1, how do you cook pumpkin seeds? So, pumpkin seeds are best when toasted in the oven at 350 for about 35 to 40 minutes. It's very important that you clean as much pumpkin gunk off the pumpkin seeds as you can before you roast them. Any residual pumpkin gunk will likely burn. I also like to toss the seeds in a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper before I roast them, but it isn't mandatory. I know some people like to boil them in salt water and then kind of dry them before they toast them, which you can absolutely do as well, and that'll probably get more salt into the seed itself. But really, roasting 350, 35 to 40 minutes. You could also pan roast them if you'd like. How do you cook bok choy? Bok choy is a type of Chinese cabbage that has been gaining popularity in North America over the last 5 to 10 years. Bok choy is a versatile and very delicious vegetable. It can be sliced thin and added to a stir fry. It's great steamed or sautéed, as well as either whole or cut into pieces. I really like bok choy steamed and then tossed with butter, salt, and pepper and served with steak. Bok choy is also really good to be cut up and thrown into soups, stews, or braises. And next time you see it in the grocery store, which most grocery stores have it now, think of all the things you can do with it, because it really is super delicious. And again, so that's like sautéing it, steaming it, roasting it, whatever you want, grilling it. How do you cook beets? Beets are delicious. There's no question about it. They're also pretty good for you. Now, there are 3 main ways to cook beets. You can boil them, steam them, or roast them. And any of these cooking techniques work with either whole beets or cut-up beets. To boil beets, first cut off the greens if they're still attached, leaving a 1-inch piece of stem attached from the beet. This will prevent excess bleeding. Put the beets in a pot and cover with water by about 2 inches. Add salt to the water and cook for 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the size of the beets. Let the beets cool slightly, cut the top and bottom off, and then rub with either a clean dish towel or a paper towel. You probably want paper towel for this because it's going to stain your dish towels. And then by rubbing it after you cut the top and bottom off, the skin will easily come off, and then you can do what you want. To roast beets, wash them and dry them. Toss them in a little bit of oil. Put them in a covered roasting pan and roast the beets in a 400-degree oven for about 45 minutes to an hour or until they're tender when poked. And to steam beets, follow the instructions for boiling and put the beets in a steamer and cook until tender. And those are all directions for whole beets. If you want to, you know, cut them up, all the cooking techniques are the same, just the times are going to vary. How do you cook asparagus? Asparagus is another one of those versatile vegetables. It can be steamed, boiled, sautéed, roasted, or even grilled. No matter how you're cooking asparagus, you should first break the ends off the spears. So grab the bottom of the asparagus stalk and the middle of the stalk and bend until it breaks. That breaking point is where the asparagus becomes tender. So below that breaking point is woody and not very good to eat. So you want to discard that bottom part and save the rest of the asparagus. And do this with the whole bunch that you have. To boil asparagus, bring a pot of salted water to a boil, add the asparagus, and cook for 3 minutes. To steam asparagus, bring some water to a boil, put the asparagus in a steamer above the boiling water, and cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Sautéing asparagus is easily done by first heating a pan over medium heat, adding butter or oil, and then sautéing the asparagus for 4 to 5 minutes. Roasting asparagus is done by tossing the asparagus in oil, salt, and pepper. Spread the asparagus out onto a baking sheet and roast it in a 400-degree oven for 15 to 20 minutes. To grill asparagus, prepare it the same way as for roasting, but then just cook it on a grill for 4 to 5 minutes, turning it once or twice. Now, no matter how you cook asparagus, it's always good to finish it with salt, pepper, butter, or olive oil, and definitely lemon juice. Maybe some Parmesan cheese if you're feeling into it. Now, our final Google autocomplete how do you cook question today is about eggplant. How do you cook eggplant? Well, just like anything, there's a few different ways. My favorite way to cook eggplant is also the easiest. Take a whole eggplant and put it on a hot grill or in a hot oven, about 400, 425, and cook it for about 40 minutes, turning it once in a while. The insides of the eggplant will essentially melt. Once it's cooked, open the eggplant, scrape the flesh into a bowl, season the flesh with salt, pepper, lemon juice, and olive oil, and scoop it up on pita bread. So delicious. Another way to cook eggplant is to first salt it. To do this, you slice the eggplant into rounds, season on both sides with salt, and let sit for 30 minutes. Rinse the eggplant and pat it dry. Now you can bread and fry the eggplant, or even just roast it as is. The salt removes a lot of moisture, giving the cooked eggplant a firm texture. It also takes away some of the bitterness, which is commonly associated with eggplant. I don't know why I said associated weird. I'm sorry. And the final way I like to cook eggplant is just to peel it, cube it, toss it with salt, pepper, and olive oil, and roast it in a 375-degree oven for 25 to 30 minutes. So there you go. Five answers to five Google autocomplete how do you cook questions for your Monday morning to get your week started. I hope that you all had a great weekend, and I hope that you're all looking forward to the week ahead. I know I am. I will be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. And tomorrow, I believe we are looking into the history of ravioli. So I'll see you then. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like, subscribe, rate, comment this podcast. Tell your friends about it. And as always, thanks for listening. And if you want the written version of this podcast, just go to howtonotburnshit.com and it'll be right there just waiting for you. I'll see you tomorrow.